Hi, I'm Brigadier General Evan Pettis, the commander of the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing, and I'm here on a beautiful Prince Sultan Air Base day with Lieutenant Laura Schaefer. Hey, Lieutenant Schaefer, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Awesome. Will you tell me a little bit about what you do here at Prince Sultan Air Base?
Yes, sir. So I'm the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator for the entire installation. I can take reports for Air Force, but also Army, and I just advocate for victims' rights.
That's fantastic. It's an important program of high interest to the United States Air Force and across the Department of Defense. So really, thank you for what you're doing out here. How big's your team?
So full-time, it's just me, one deep, but I do have four volunteer victim advocates that are within different squadrons that help assist with cases as they come in.
Tell me a little bit about the program and how the process works.
So the program is, we try to focus on prevention, but also just getting out there, being with the squadrons, try to raise morale. If an event happens where they do need our services, it depends on what the victim wants. So we tailor it to them. Sometimes their healing journey isn't coming, making a full report. Sometimes it's seeking justice. So we just advocate for them and what they want in that time.
As the 378th Air Expeditionary Wing Sexual Assault Response Coordinator, you do more than just work for the airmen that are here. You serve our joint partners as well. Can you tell me about how that works with the program across services?
Yes, sir, absolutely. So the SAPR program is actually a DOD program. It works the same across every branch. So if I have soldiers or Marines come in, ask some questions, and that turns into reports, I will triage, take the report, make sure that the initial needs are met, and then transfer over to the appropriate branch for administrative actions.
Well, we can't thank you enough for the services you provide to our service members here at PSAB. We're standing out here in front of your facility. You want to take me inside and tell me a little bit about what how you're set up, how the program works?
Absolutely. So we have the T-walls for privacy. There's kind of two entrances. So we'll come in the front entrance, but if some people want to be more indiscreet coming in, they can walk around back and around inside the T-walls. But we'll head in this way.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Lieutenant Schaefer, thanks for taking me into your workspace. Really impressive in here. It's a lot more homey than I expected, a lot more comfortable. Tell me about how things work and how you got it looking this way.
Yes, sir. So I'm trying to make the space a little bit more comfortable. Sometimes people are really nervous coming into the SAPR tent, even if they're just coming to ask a question. Is there anything to make them feel more comfortable and like willing to like open up if it's something they want to do? Or if they just need to come and talk, grab a cup of coffee, work on a puzzle, just anything to make them feel a little bit more at home.
Oh, absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about how the process works.
So the process is if someone comes in and we're talking and a sexual assault has occurred, if they want to make a report, I'll go through the options with them. Of course, restricted, unrestricted reporting, they always have those rights. But then we'll go through the whole scenarios. I'll explain everything to them. And even if I explain everything and it doesn't sound like what they want to do, I'll take the form and shred it. It's like they never really came here. So really just trying to empower them and kind of take their power back and make their own choices after a really bad situation.
What's one more thing you wish people knew about the SAPR program that they may not know?
I wish people knew that they could just come talk to me and nothing will happen from it. I'm confidential except for only two exceptions. And a lot of people are so worried that things will get generated or their command's gonna know. Things people worry about even going to medical, they're worried it's gonna get out there, but it's completely private. If they don't make a report, nothing happens.
What are those exceptions?
So the exceptions, if they threaten to harm themselves or someone else. So very extreme exceptions, but everything else is completely confidential and I legally cannot tell anyone.
Confidentiality is, I think that's extremely important for our service members to know that they control what information gets out there. Well, thank you for showing me around today. Thank you for what you're doing for our team and thanks for making this better. You're really improving this for PSAP.